Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Trending at 10:03 on Eagle News Radio 1110, I'm David Martinez. Well, most fans of the Patriots were filled with euphoria following the amazing comeback and overtime win by their football superstars in Super Bowl 51. It appears that a few decided the celebration should, for some unknown reason, be defined by mayhem. A dozen UNH students and three other friends were arrested on Wednesday following an investigation of post-game rioting in Durham. After the game, roughly 3,000 students exited their dorms and apartments, streamed onto the streets of downtown. According to police, 15 individuals were identified as those who climbed atop parked vehicles on Main Street, leaving them with such substantial damage, their owners, respectively insurance carriers, have deemed them a total loss. Felony charges of criminal mischief have been brought against 8 men and 7 women ranging from 18 to 24 years of age. All 15 were released on $1,000 personal recognizance bail to be arraigned in Stratford County Superior Court on March 9th. That's your Eagle News Radio newsflash.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Financial planning services through Andover Advisory Group, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andover Advisory Group are not affiliated. Cambridge does not offer tax or legal advice.
Good morning, Justin. I want to thank you for your hard work. The information is a big help, and I appreciate what you did.
Enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, that's great to know. Thank you for the information.
You're very welcome.
Okay, Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You're right on the money there, Jeff. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you.
Well, those are good questions. Hopefully that helps.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You're going to hear stuff here that you don't hear anywhere else on radio.
And you don't forget it.
Good morning and welcome to the Talk Money Show. My name is Jeffrey Shank. I'll be your host this morning. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I am a financial planner and the owner of Andover Advisory Group, a registered investment advisor, established in 1996 and founded on the belief that a written financial plan is the key to reaching your goals. If you have, if you're concerned about putting your kids through college, you're thinking about retirement, you're not sure if you have the right amount of life insurance.
Taxes.
You're looking at income taxes. You have some questions about income taxes, or are you thinking about turning on your Social Security but aren't sure because you're told many times that it's a bad idea to take it early rather than postpone it until you're 95 years old. I'm just kidding, 70 years old. Give us a call. We'd be happy to...
Not that simple, right? Not as simple as wait as long as you can.
It really depends on your individual circumstances, Lou.
Yep.
It depends on whether you're married or not. Are you working? Are you planning on working? How much are you making while you're working? Do you need the cash flow? You know, are you divorced? Or are you going to be divorced soon? There's a lot of reasons, a lot of things to consider, and probably the most important one is how long are you going to live?
Yeah. Yeah, but like everything, it's a very individualized decision. You know, you have to talk about your specific situation.
Exactly. So all of these things can be complex, and for someone who doesn't have the knowledge that we've accumulated over the years, you could end up making a mistake. So we recommend that you take full advantage of financial professionals, and we do offer... at Andover Advisory Group, no-obligation, initial, no-cost interview or consultation where we'll take a look at your situation, answer your questions, tell you a little bit about us, and see if we can help you to make those decisions and get on the right track.
Right.
So give us a call at the office. It's 978-691-5005.
And you'll do specific questions in that consultation, right? Specific situations. I remember last year at this time we talked about bringing the last three tax returns in.
And that's probably we should mention it again.
Yep.
So we can review the last 3 years' tax returns. Keep in mind that if a mistake was made and you're owed some money, you have up to 3 years to amend your federal and state income tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
There is a deadline, 3 years from the due date of the return plus extensions. So for a lot of people, there's a tax return that you can't amend if you wait until after April 15th of this year.
Right.
So come in before April 15th. We'll take a look, see if there's some errors in the return that could create an additional refund for you. You can actually file an amended return and claim a refund.
Right.
And you know what?
Get some strategies for this return. Get some strategies for the upcoming tax year to help you in next year's return.
I think a lot of people would be surprised that the IRS actually pays you interest if they owe you a refund.
Really? Do they?
Yes.
What kind of interest?
The kind where they add it to your tax. Are you asking me the rate?
Yeah.
I don't know what the rate is.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rate is.
Because as we know, the federal government has several different interest numbers. Interest and inflation.
I think it is the same rate that they would charge you if you didn't pay it on time.
Oh, that's fair
but
enough.
I could be wrong.
That's fine.
So don't quote me on that, but I think that that's the rate, and that would be fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Because when we think of the IRS, we think of fair. That's the word that comes to mind, right?
Well, I don't know if fair. But they're generally, they're considered malicious, but they're not generally malicious, right? They're doing business. I don't know what your experience has been with the Department of Revenue.
My experience is this. Both the Department of Revenue, state of Massachusetts, or Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and the federal government through the IRS, if they perceive that you're trying to pull one over on them, they get upset.
Yeah. It's like the old saying, my personality is who I am. My attitude depends largely on who you are. Right?
Yes.
It's the way Department of Revenue and the IRS works.
Yeah. So if you're upfront with them and you're forthcoming and you're not, it doesn't appear that you're trying to hide anything, they're willing to work with you. They understand.
Yep.
They're sympathetic, especially if you find yourself.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but.
No, I'm sincere. Yeah. I mean, these people.
Yeah.
Think about it. They're people.
Yeah.
They have empathy, and so they don't train. They don't, put them through this training that says that they take away
them.
They takes away their feelings.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So no, for the most part, they're trying to help. Let's put it that way.
All right.
They're trying to do their job.
Right.
And represent their employer as best they possibly can, and at the same time, they're not out to try to hurt you. Right. Unless, again,
yeah.
You've done some things that...
You make their life difficult, they'll make your life difficult. Yeah.
And they have the ability to do so.
Yes, they do.
Like no other federal agency. So, hey, we should mention that not only do we broadcast on 11:10 a.m., and what was it, 102.9
FM,
HD, which is the FM HD channel, but we are also on 98.9 FM.
That's right.
Which I have been tuning into.
Have you?
Yes.
Excellent.
It is so nice to have that.
So what's the range? What's the farthest you've heard of?
Well, I've gone all the way home.
Okay.
So I'm in Darien. It's solid without any interference at all.
Yeah.
Actually, if I drive past the Riverwalk where the office is, I get interference. I have no idea what it is, but I'm assuming that it must be. I'm sorry.
It's that smokestack.
With all of the antennas on it.
No.
You think?
No.
It's the smokestack.
Yeah. So the FM towers are in Windham, so you should be really good up in Derry.
We're good.
We're good in Southern New Hampshire. We're really good in Southern New Hampshire.
It is so nice, and the sun goes down.
We're good in Dracut. We're good in Merrimack. I know that all the way to the coast. I've heard it all the way to the coast.
The sun goes down.
Yep.
And I can hear the signal.
Yeah.
It is so great. So I was thinking about this.
We got to talk to management though about, because I tuned into the signal.
We
me. I got to talk to management, though, because I turned into the signal at,
influence?
10:30 or 11. I think it was Saturday night or something, and there were two guys talking about drill bits, which I thought was...
There's also...
I'll come in for short money. I'll come in and do a show on the FM on Saturday nights. Drill bits they were talking about.
I think it was early Saturday morning, actually. Early Saturday morning, there was somebody on there that was talking about... Jeez. it was, you know, changing your life. It was sort of like a therapist.
Like a self-awareness type of thing?
Yeah, and it was...
Nice.
Yeah, it was different. It was different, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So drill bits, and Sunday, they had a, what was it, Saturday? Saturday or Sunday, they had a gardening show.
Yep.
So I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many ways to listen to WCCM.
That's right.
So we've got
11:10 a.m. 102.9 FM HD2, 98.9 FM. You can go on streaming online on EagleRadio1110.com, or tune in on your phone. We're on TuneIn.
There is no excuse
for not listening.
For not listening.
Talk money. No.
To just all the programming here. Think about it, right? So we've got some great nationally syndicated programming.
Rush,
right?
And Michael Savage and Phil Valentine.
I miss the show in the morning.
Yep.
Right? And then we've got local people.
Yep.
Business people who should you be doing business with?
Local people.
So why wouldn't you want to tune in and hear what they have to say and maybe take advantage of their services? Right?
I don't know.
Ask questions anyway, yeah, and learn a little bit about them. These are people who are in the community, who are, in a lot of cases, have grown up in the Merrimack Valley.
You might
right?
want to listen for the millionth time this morning about the Oscars grew up last night. If you want to listen to that 100,000 more times
exactly,
today.
Or what the Trump administration is doing wrong, right?
Yeah, that too. I was going to say, I talk about that occasionally, but not this morning.
So, to add to that, to make it, this happened this weekend.
You're overwhelmed. You're
listen to this. You get,
emotionally into this 98.9. Okay.
Because of all of the sources, all of the ways that you can listen to this.
Yes.
So you mentioned TuneIn.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do? You gotta download the app. You gotta put it on your phone. You have to open up the computer and
it's a great app. You should have it on your phone.
So let's say you're at home.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's say you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of those virtual assistants. My kids got me for Christmas.
Which one?
The Amazon Echo.
Echo. Yeah.
The Dot.
Oh.
So little device. Sits right on the tabletop,
yeah,
right?
I
very
it. You like it?
Inconspicuous.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to Debbie about...
I need someone to talk to me. I'm lonely a lot. So
there you,
does that
there
work?
You
is
go.
It good?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So Debbie and I were talking about the FM signal, and I said, look, I got to get a decent FM radio now at the office so I can play it at the office and... in the waiting area, and she said, why don't you just take Alexa with you? That's what...
Yeah.
Why don't you just take Alexa with you? And I said, oh. I said, Alexa, play Tune In. And Alexa responded with, I'll look for the last radio station that you played.
Oh, my God.
11:10 a.m. WCCM.
Very nice.
And it started playing.
Wow.
Lou, here's the scary thing. So I was a little hesitant to turn this thing on.
Yep.
And hook it into my Wi-Fi. Okay.
Yeah. Because when the Department of Revenue comes, the first thing they do is ask Alexa to spill the beans.
Alexa, where's the cash?
Yeah, exactly.
So, now this is kind of scary.
Yep.
All I did was hook it up. I created an account on Amazon. Well, actually, I just added it to my account because I had an account set up at Amazon. So I just added it to my account
right.
to give it.
How does Amazon know what you've been listening to on TuneIn?
Alexa knows because Alexa is connected to the Internet. And so just like your browser.
Right.
Just like your browser knows what you've been doing. Right.
Yeah.
Alexa is accumulating information. But here's the thing. I don't believe I ever set up the TuneIn app on Amazon.
Ooh.
And I don't think I ever...
Yeah. That's what I'm getting
so
at.
So somehow...
So you have the TuneIn app.
I have the TuneIn app. I have played it.
Okay.
But I didn't tell...
Yeah.
I didn't tell Amazon what my... I don't even have an account set up at TuneIn.
Oh, really?
No, I don't have an account set up. I just use it.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have an account either.
Right. So
that's why I was asking. How does Alexa know what you listen to on TuneIn?
My guess is because of my browsing activity, Amazon is probably collecting that through one of the Google or one of the search engines. It's collecting that information about me somehow.
You listen to TuneIn on your laptop or on your phone?
Both.
Both. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's
both.
Probably where it happened. Yeah. See, this is becoming more complex. I know you talk about financial planning. You have to have someone. Part of estate planning or, planning for your demise is you need to leave a little package where people have your account information and all the passwords and all this stuff, right?
Right.
All the documentation.
Yes.
I need a death guy. I think Dave Martinez is my death guy. Someone has to go in and clear the search histories and stuff like that. I need someone to go in to...
So that it... somehow doesn't become part of your eulogy, is that,
yeah.
Or perhaps on your headstone?
Listen, I'm a talk show host. I have Googled some things that I might not want people to find upon my death.
So, not to get too far off track here, but...
Yeah. Everyone needs a death guy. Everyone needs that guy who's going to cover you.
They call that an executor.
No.
See, they call that an executor.
That's legit stuff.
No, they call that an executor.
Yeah.
Yeah, to handle your stuff when you're not here to handle it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
They call that an executor.
All right.
I suppose it could be an informal situation.
You need a digital executor.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe Alexa is...
Maybe
Alexa
someone to take
your...
Alexis out. Because that's going to be the first thing.
Maybe Alexa is the... or Siri... Or somebody that you've given instructions to.
Yeah, this stuff is getting scary, what you're talking about, because if you go, for example, you go shop for something, like you go on Amazon.com
yeah.
or you go on any eBay
yeah.
or
everybody
Amazon,
knows that now.
Right, you open up Chrome and you go to any of the spots and you start to see ads for what it was you were
yeah.
browsing for.
By the way, I met a guy in 1999
mm-hmm.
That was on the cutting edge of this. Data collection.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me all about it back in 1999,
yeah.
how it was going to eventually evolve.
Yeah.
He was actually working for a software company. He was writing programs that was out there collecting all this data. I said, really?
Yeah, we have no idea the extent.
That goes back to 1999. So you can imagine
yeah.
what they've how they've improved it
yeah.
In 17 years.
Yeah.
So... just getting back to...
So when I'm sitting there and I'm Googling, for example, because our senator from New Hampshire, Jean Shaheen,
yes.
is trying to get the European Union to help her out with drugs in New Hampshire, because apparently they don't classify the drugs that make fentanyl correctly. And I'm Googling, what are the drugs, how do you make fentanyl? See, that's the type of thing.
I see.
That's the type of
I
thing
see
that
your
could
problem.
Get me in trouble. Yeah.
I see your problem.
Yeah. As I'm typing in, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be good on my desk.
If anybody you know...
how do you make fentanyl? What are the chemical components of fentanyl?
Has OD'd on fentanyl, that might be
yeah.
that might be evidence in your trial.
Right.
So...
so many places to listen to the station.
That's... Yeah.
yeah.
And it was so... It was so... easy.
Ask
this little
Alexa.
Echo Dot is $50.
Yeah.
And it really does, and it just made it, otherwise I would have had to get up, and bring over the laptop or turn on the phone, which maybe I didn't want to do.
So you like this thing?
I did not think I was going to like it. But mm-hmm. so far, all I've had it do is set a timer. and...
Really?
I've asked it some questions about Donald Trump, for example, and
yeah.
and it says, "Oh, I don't understand your question."
Okay.
I don't know if it's been programmed to do that, or she just doesn't understand. And it's funny because my wife and I, when I give it instructions, I embellish a little bit.
Oh,
she
I
says,
imagine. "So you're just toying with it now?"
Yes. Like you say, Alexa, stop. It'll stop doing whatever it's doing. So I say something like, Alexa, will you please stop now?
Says what?
Well, she just does what she's supposed to do. Yeah. She stops. She figures out. She reads between the lines, Alexa.
Oh, does she?
She reads between the lines. She says, you know it's not a real person. Debbie says, you know it's not a real person, right?
That's a feature, not a bug.
Eventually it will be, so you might as well get used to it.
Yeah.
You might as well get used to it, because Alexa, someday she's going to come back and say, hey, listen, you don't have to be so rude. All you have to do is say, please stop, and I'd be happy to stop.
And then I'll do what people do to me. I'll gaslight her. And I'll say, you're the problem, not me.
And then you get into an argument.
I'm not being exactly.
And then, before you know, she'll stop. She won't talk to you. She'll stop talking to
you. Before.
She'll give you the cold shoulder.
Yeah, the more human she gets, the less she'll talk to me.
Why do I think this is so funny?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. A little insight into my life that nobody needs to know. Yeah. People stop talking to me all the time. It's great.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? It actually is probably a good subject for us to be discussing on Talk Money. Why? Because what we're talking about here is artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the beginning stages of artificial intelligence.
Right.
So we have these devices now that will help us, and we can have some fun with, and a virtual assistant. And I listened to this interview with Mark Cuban, and he was talking about the economy and the jobs market, and basically saying that...
Do you find Mark Cuban insightful?
Well, up until recently, no.
Okay.
But I happened to catch an interview on one of the financial shows.
Because his delivery is odd sometimes. His what he chooses to share is odd sometimes. But there's stuff going on there. Mark strikes me as a bright guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of... having a good
eloquent,
business, having a good business sense,
yeah.
Understanding what's going on in the market,
yeah.
In the economy, understanding how a business can succeed. I think he's got it all there, and that's based on some of the things I've heard him talk about. I saw him on one news station, and then on a different day, shortly thereafter on another station, and he actually had a debate about the Trump administration,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not Donald Trump has the capacity, has the skills to be able to pull this off. And he was actually debating one of his co-hosts on that Shark Tank show.
Yep.
Mr. Wonderful, I think they call him. And so they had different points of view about this. And so I was listening to it, and it was so engaging that they actually, I think it was going to be like a 10-minute segment.
Yeah.
And they expanded it and across two commercial breaks.
Really?
Yeah. It was, and
they
I was, just, it was
it,
like, yeah.
Yeah,
I was, it was fascinating. And so where was I going with that? Oh, so he was talking about the jobs market, and he says that what people don't understand is artificial intelligence, AI for short, is going to replace a lot of people.
Yes.
It's going to take a lot of jobs. And so he's saying that in the future, everybody's talking about jobs going overseas. They don't have to anymore.
Right.
Because the whole industry of artificial intelligence is going to take over so many jobs. It's incredible.
Remember when the former president was talking about the job market, and he said, well, ATMs have cost us a lot of jobs. And you know, that type of thing.
President, you mean Barack Obama? Is that what you're talking about? Well, he's absolutely right.
Well, he's right.
Right.
But that's nothing compared to what AI is going to do.
Well, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right. And so, what he's saying is that we have to recognize that, and it's inevitable. And if we don't plug that into our thinking, there's going to be a huge disruption. No matter what,
right?
But if we're aware of it and we're planning for it, we can deal with it. But if we're just sitting there with our eyes closed, our hands over our ears,
What does dealing with it look like? Dealing with it looks like recognizing the industries where it's going to have less of an impact, and you know, maybe shepherding our kids and education, and for example,
all those.
Yeah,
everything you just said.
For example, the medical field, AI will be a part of it, but there are
quite
people
possibly
who still have to do some surgeries, and people still have to administer the sick, and you know, I mean, AI is going to cut into that, but not as much as say. Fast food, or
and so
or
one of the hosts of the that was one of the interviewers who thought he knew, you know, has all the answers, said, yeah, I know, we're gonna have to, you know, teach him how to do things differently and teach him how to use machines. He says, no, you don't understand. Marquita says, I know you don't understand. He said, it's going to take the place. You won't need the machine because of the artificial intelligence. There won't be anybody running. Taking care of the machine,
right.
And there won't be. And this is not a physical metal machine. This is we're talking about, you know, software,
right.
Basically.
Yeah.
So why do I bring that up? Because it's here.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Autonomous vehicles. You were talking about Uber when I came in this morning.
Yeah.
What are all the Uber drivers going to do when autonomous vehicles? That's probably where they're going to use them initially.
Yeah.
Is
I'm not as scared of that yet. Those are the,
you're not concerned about the disruption that autonomous vehicles will
in the next 10
have you seen UPS
years?
UPS now is testing has tested successfully these drones that are sitting on top of the truck.
Really?
So they drive along, right? And the guy goes in the back, the package loaded.
Okay.
No, they get the package loaded. They probably have a machine inside the truck at some point, right?
Yeah.
The package is loaded. They push a button. The drone takes off. It drops the package, and the truck driver keeps driving.
Good Lord.
And the drone eventually catches up with the truck, picks up the next package, and delivers the next package. So how many drivers does that technology... replace.
Yeah.
What happens when they no longer need
drivers?
The driver.
Yeah.
Right? Are all those people going to go work in the warehouse? No, they won't need them to work in a warehouse.
No.
I met a guy that I saw his warehouse. He had this, and it's pretty much what Amazon is doing, is all machines, right? These
pickers. Yeah.
Pickers that are all machines that are driving by each other within inches,
right?
Because they know exactly where they should be at a specific point in time.
Yep.
Right. So we really, if you're in college today, or your kids are in school, you have to be thinking about these things.
Yeah.
And really looking into the future and figuring out where the jobs are going to be, because they're going to dry up in the short term. Those jobs are going to disappear, and there won't be an immediate replacement.
No,
those jobs.
It's going to be like the manufacturing thing in this country.
Where the industrial revolution.
It dried up, and there weren't
the
places
industrial
for
revolution
people to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so let's end on this note. Okay, this particular discussion. Was that a bad thing? It was perceived as bad at the time.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that resisted. It's not a bad thing. It's just, it's inevitable evolution. It's going to happen.
Right.
And so it's going to make our lives better. In the end, it's going to make our lives better. I mean, Alexa helped me out this weekend. There's no denying it.
But
no denying it.
You don't want to be caught in the change the wrong way. You don't want to get in the jet lag. I mean, you don't want to get in the jet wash of this. You want to be in the right point on this curve, right?
Yeah, and there's going to be investment opportunities as a result, too. Mm. Keep that in mind.
Interesting.
Yeah. A little disruption in the short term.
Right, exactly.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So you're listening to Talk Money. My name is Jeffrey Shank. We're here to answer your questions about personal finance. If you do have something that you want us to discuss, feel free to call us here in the studio, 877-687-8005. Local number 978-687-8005 is the number. We'd be glad to hear your question, or if you have a comment, feel free to give us a call. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC.
Whether you're saving money for your children's education, preparing for retirement, or deciding on the right life insurance plan, you can count on the professionals at Andover Advisory Group. Established in 1996, our company is responsible for providing financial planning services to individuals seeking sound financial advice. We create a comprehensive financial plan that serves as a framework for organizing the pieces of your financial life so that you can focus on your goals and understand what it takes to reach them. And a financial plan can help you prioritize, for example, how saving for college might impact your ability to save for your retirement. Having a clear perspective will allow you to pick the right strategies and confidently choose suitable products and services. Best of all, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing that your financial life is on track. Call us at 978-691-5005 to book your free initial consultation. That's 978-691-5005. Hi, this is Jeffrey Shank, a chartered financial consultant and the host of the Talk Money Show. I've been helping my clients for more than 30 years, and now I'm going to help you. Join us to learn about the financial issues that concern you the most. You'll hear from the experts on a range of topics, get some great ideas, and it's all designed to help you make more out of your money. So tune in to Talk Money right here on Eagle News Radio. Welcome back to Talk Money.
Don't laugh at me.
No, you said where are kids going to get their first jobs? You're talking about...
I just went through it with my son a couple of years ago. The entry to the job market was tough at that point because employment was tough at that point. My son's competing for bagging jobs with guys my age.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's tough to get in. It's that entry-level job for your 17-year-old is tough these days.
Yeah. So they'll be delivering the groceries, I guess. I mean, that'll be the entry-level job. They won't
have to because the cars will be automated.
Well, somebody's going to, I mean, if you...
Yeah, I know.
Somebody's going to want the groceries to wind up at the door.
A lot of those technology talked about...
You're not going to hire a million-dollar robot to deliver...
I'm not convinced about the self-driving cars, at least not in my lifetime.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, just like...
It's going to happen.
Just like flying cars.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
In your lifetime.
Too expensive. Too many things
going
to go wrong.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It
Have
is
you
going
seen iRobot, by the way? Do you want to be on 495 or 128 with a self-driving
I do not.
Car?
My attitude is this,
yeah.
With regard to autonomous vehicles. If I'm going to die in a car crash, I want to be in control of the vehicle
right.
at the time.
I want them to pry the steering wheel out of my cold, dead hands.
I want
You're
some
exactly
computer.
Right.
But that's me?
Yeah.
And that's not the millennials?
Yeah.
Okay? This is going to happen, Lou. Accept yeah. it. It will yeah. happen. It will happen in your lifetime.
Self-driving cars.
Well, assuming that you've got another 20 years. Assuming you've got another 20 years.
Yeah, thank you.
Then
within 20 years, the majority of cars will be self-driving.
I say guaranteed within 20 years. I'm thinking probably within 10. Not a majority necessarily, but we'll have autonomous vehicles, and then we're going to be. Then it'll be just a natural progression.
But think about have them is one thing. But think about that. If you had to turn over the entire fleet of cars in the United States today. How long would that take? If you came up with the car that everyone had to have for whatever reason, how long?
Oh,
is it
yeah, to replace all those vehicles.
Just people being able to afford them, to actually buy them. I mean, there.
No, I think
here
what's
in Massachusetts, there are cars on the road that are 17 years
lease,
old.
There's a lot of lease vehicles out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, so that can happen within 3 years.
Yeah.
For a lot of those lease vehicles.
Yeah. Yep.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point.
Fleets.
Yep.
So it's going to happen. I think what will happen first, it'll be fleets.
Yeah, but we were supposed to
delivery
have
trucks,
flying
stuff like
cars.
That.
We were supposed to have electric cars. We were supposed to have all these kinds of cars.
Because Back to the Future suggested that we were supposed to. I'm not sure why. Why flying cars? I don't know. Flying
all
car
of
technology?
All this technology starts as science
the Jetsons,
fiction,
talking,
doesn't it?
You're talking about the Jetsons?
Yes. All technology starts as science fiction,
using the Jetsons as your source?
Using the Jetsons as my electric cars? We were supposed to all have electric cars by now.
Okay.
Coal-fired cars.
I'm telling you,
I'm
watching this
yeah.
happen, and I'm watching a lot of it has to do with legislation,
mm-hmm.
authorizing the use of these things, and this is there's a fast track, I think. for autonomous vehicles.
All right, yeah.
Okay. That's just my man's opinion.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong, but I think it's coming.
I'm wondering how you're going to get Granny in her 1997 Toyota to turn it in for a self-driving car.
Granny isn't Granny anymore.
I know.
You see,
you're right.
Lou, you're still in this. Granny is no longer Granny.
Yep.
She's got iPhones and on Facebook and texting, right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right. So, hey, listen, I want to talk
Granny's
about a couple things.
Granny's got an Alexa.
you're going to keep saying it wrong. That you've got
what
it. It's Alexa.
Alexa, I'm sorry.
It's Alexa.
When I get one, I'll
well,
I'll
Alexa, you're
going to
say Alexa. You're going to get upset right away. Alexa, do this, do that. And she totally ignores you. Say,
well, that I'm used to.
My
that I'm totally used to. I got no problem with that.
My reputation.
That'll feel like home. That'll feel more human than anything.
My reputation preceded me. Yeah. Alexa won't talk to me. Seriously, you say it wrong, she won't. I tried. I've been messing with this thing.
You ought to be able to give it her own name or your own
name. I don't
know
if she's as good as Siri. I don't think I'm ever going to use Siri, but
I've used Cortana on Windows 10.
Have you? I've avoided that too, but I think
I've avoided it because I don't know where she's where our conversations are going.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I just want to talk about a little bit about the. Stock market, just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get off the subject of artificial intelligence just for a minute.
Getting on to questionable intelligence.
And since the election, the stock market has rallied quite extensively.
The Trump rally?
We call it the Trump rally,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
the Trump effect?
The Trump effect, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, probably a better way to look at it. We've talked about this on the show a few times. And... So I was thinking about this and looking at the numbers, and last Friday the Dow hit another high. It wasn't a huge increase, but it was higher than the previous close, and that meant 11 closes in a row reaching all-time highs. 11 closes in a row.
Yeah, wow.
11 days,
mm-hmm.
And that includes a day off on Monday. So, I'm thinking about the risk in the market right now. And if you believe that this is the Trump effect, which is really just based on expectations,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily anything concrete just yet, those areas that I think the market is rallying on would be income tax reform,
mm-hmm.
the elimination of the Affordable Care Act, right, and reductions in regulation. But I think the key, or the one that's most important, is income tax reform, specifically corporate mm-hmm. income tax reform.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So to kind of give you an idea of what kind of risks that we're talking about here, on February 9th, Donald Trump promised a tax reform plan. He said we'd have it in 2 to 3 weeks. And he said it will be phenomenal.
Yes. Be a very, very good tax reform plan.
Phenomenal.
Everybody says it's very, very good.
Everybody says it's very, very good.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't actually seen a lot of the details. We're hearing some of the reports
Believe me, what's going on.
It's
very, very good.
It's very good?
Yeah. Everybody says so.
Everybody says so.
Yeah.
We do know that there are competing plans in the Senate and the House and even within... those bodies, there's some discussion and disagreement as to how this is all going to work. One of the central issues is becoming this border adjustment tax, which, by the way, Donald Trump said, it's too complex. I think it's a waste of time. Now, all of a sudden, he's embracing it because we need some sort of adjustment at the border.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
He's surprisingly changed his rhetoric on the border adjustment tax.
Yeah. As I said, he strikes me as the type of guy who would.
Change his rhetoric? Or change his mind, or...
Looked at it, I'm thinking differently on it
I'm thinking
now.
Differently. That's not what he said. That's not what he said. He can't say that. He can't say he's thinking differently. That would have because, Lou, that would mean that he'd have to admit that he wasn't thinking right to begin with.
Well, how did
but anyway.
Yeah.
So since then, here's my point. Since February 9th, since this promise of tax reform, the Dow has rallied 500 points.
Okay.
That's in, well, February 9th. That's, we're talking about 2 weeks.
So we're working
on... And he said that we're going to have this thing in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yep. So we're working on, if we work on the premise that much of that 500 points is based on this promise and that promise doesn't come through, how vulnerable are you?
I think it's more than just the 500 points on the Dow. And, of course, the Dow is just a small slice of the overall market, so it really doesn't represent the broader market. Keep that in mind. But that's the one that everybody focuses on, so that's the one we'll talk about.
Right.
So how vulnerable are you? I think you're very vulnerable if he doesn't come through with these promises. So this is going to be something to watch over the next several weeks. And I said back in January, if something doesn't happen by spring, I said by spring, and that really gives us until June, that we could see a negative sentiment in the market as a result. And right now, at least we haven't heard details just yet. We're hearing about this disagreement with regard to the border adjustment tax, and we've got a not a State of the Union, but a address by the president to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday.
We love those, yeah.
So is it that he can't actually call it a State of the Union address because he can't comment on the State of the Union? I don't know. Isn't that what they usually call this address in February, at the beginning of the year, State of the Union address? They're not calling it the State of the Union. I'm not sure why. Maybe he can't do it because this is his first year and he's only been in office for a month and a half. So how can he claim to know the State of the Union? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway.
Here's what I've done in the first 60 days.
60 days.
Yeah.
So presumably we'll have some more detail. Tuesday night, at least that's what people are saying, that we'll see something about tax reform and maybe get some more detail, which could help feed this
We're very, very
positive
close to
sentiment.
A very, very good tax reform plan. Everybody says so.
Phenomenal?
It's unbelievably good. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Everybody says. That's the word they use, phenomenal.
Is there a better word than phenomenal that he could use Tuesday night that would make it, that would help
I don't know.
Rally the market even more?
Let me ask you this, though, and I understand your point, and I presume it's valid, but...
Presume it's valid.
I presume it's valid.
Okay.
Because you know a hell of a lot more than I do. But by the same token, these corporations have lived under the specter in the previous administration of the corporate tax plan for the future being, let's tax the crap out of the evil bastards who are making money. And that's not going to be the Trump plan. It's not. The Trump plan isn't going to be that. In other words, you can look at the rest of the first term of
the... I don't know what the Trump plan is, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah? Don't know? You think there's a possibility corporate taxes would go up?
No.
Yeah.
No, because...
Whereas the previous 8 years, corporations were acting under the presumption that if they could, and if they could pull it off, they would raise corporate taxes. Is that fair enough?
So you're
they were trying to find ways.
So you're asking me whether or not it's going to be better than what it is, and if that would justify where people are with regard to.
Now I'm questioning the amount of reaction in the market if.
Where are you going with this?
I'm questioning the amount of reaction in the market if Trump doesn't come up with a plan in the next 7 days, for example.
See, I don't think he's going to come up with a plan.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to come up with a plan. I think he's relying on Congress to come up with a plan, and that could be a mistake because you can't get Congress to agree on anything.
At least of all in three weeks.
And I'm not saying that they couldn't eventually do so, and I'm not saying that they couldn't eventually come up with a plan that makes sense, that works, that would be good for the economy and good for the country. But that takes time,
right?
It would go long beyond what I think the market is expecting,
right?
And therefore, where was I going with that?
They'll react poorly.
So if he were to come up with a plan and get everybody on board, I think that then perhaps that would be a good thing. However, let me just say that the good that a tax reform plan could have could easily be offset by some sort of taxes on foreign imports.
Yeah.
Tariffs. Which seems to be part of the Trump economic plan, which I think is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
So, again, and I'm not predicting anything here. I'm just saying that there's a lot that is built into this market right now that if it doesn't happen, we could see a negative sentiment and things could turn very quickly. So I would recommend caution, diversification. If you've made some money up to this point, might not be a bad idea to take some profits. Nobody ever lost money.
Urgency here.
Nobody ever. No, well, not today, tomorrow. But I think generally speaking, I think you want to be cautious here and be very careful about how you're allocating your assets and maybe do some rebalancing. So if you've got a mix, a target mix between fixed income investments, equity investments, and you've been seeing that equity portion start to grow in relation to your fixed income portion, may not be such a bad idea to do some rebalancing at this point, at the very least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like this joint session of Congress is an interesting.
I think tomorrow. I think we'll see some market reaction one way or the other, depending on what he has to say. Yeah. So if you don't want to take the time to listen, tune in next Monday because we'll talk about that. But a lot could happen between Tuesday and next Monday. So I just and we've talked about this on many occasions that I think it's important that not only do you have a diversified portfolio, but that you look outside the traditional stock and bond investments to further diversify your overall portfolio, stuff that isn't correlated with either the stock or bond market.
Yeah.
And there are investments out there, and we'd be glad to teach you about those things. I should mention, too, that if you want to get in touch with me after the show, you can call me at the office. It's 978-691-5005. Take advantage of that initial no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Or you can send me an email. It's jeff@talkmoneyradio.com. Or engage us on Facebook. We had a great guest last Monday, if you missed it. We had Paul Cronin from the Successful Transition Planning Institute, STPI, and he is working with Jack Beauregard, who's the author of Seven Principles for Living Your Life with Authenticity. And I have I'm going to post that. The reason I mention is I'm going to post that interview on the Facebook page. Okay. It was actually the reason why I was late this morning. As I was trying to put it all together, and I lost track of time, and I got to the point where it's sitting in draft form in my Facebook.
And Alexa said, "You got to get moving."
So I don't have Alexa at the office.
Okay.
I think I've made a decision that I'm not going to bring Alexa to the office. Certainly not.
Do you have to? Can you get another Alexa? And
yeah.
Will they talk to each other?
Will they talk to each other?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm assuming they're sharing all the same information.
Within a few years, within 5 years, we'll be naming our personal assistant.
I think that's a great.
And we'll have a different name for each personal assistant, virtual assistant.
If I were going to build one of these things, that's the first thing I'd put into it. Name it what you want. I don't have a co-host Thursday on my show. I should have Alexa come
That's
in.
Probably a challenge because you would think that would be just something that the automatic that people would want, right? Be able to name it anything they want, but apparently that's not the case.
Well, you want to keep the branding, right?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps that's it. Yeah. So
maybe Alexa could co-host with me on Thursday. Maybe I'll get a personal assistant. And, get two-day delivery on Amazon, I could have.
Hey, Lou, why don't we take a quick time out? When we come back, I want to talk taxes, because this is that time of year. And there is, you know, if you haven't done any tax planning for 2016, it's getting kind of late. But I think there's some things that you can do that I do want to mention quickly that people could take advantage of and increase their refund or decrease the amount that you have to pay. So you're listening to Talk Money. We'll be right back.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC.
Whether you're saving money for your children's education, preparing for retirement, or deciding on the right life insurance plan, you can count on the professionals at Andover Advisory Group. Established in 1996, our company is responsible for providing financial planning services to individuals seeking sound financial advice. We create a comprehensive financial plan that serves as a framework for organizing the pieces of your financial life so that you can focus on your goals and understand what it takes to reach them. And a financial plan can help you prioritize, for example, how saving for college might impact your ability to save for your retirement. Having a clear perspective will allow you to pick the right strategies and confidently choose suitable products and services. Best of all, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing that your financial life is on track. Call us at 978-691-5005 to book your free initial consultation. That's 978-691-5005. Hi, this is Jeffrey Shank, a chartered financial consultant and the host of the Talk Money Show. I've been helping my clients for more than 30 years, and now I'm going to help you. Join us to learn about the financial issues that concern you the most. You'll hear from the experts on a range of topics, get some great ideas, and it's all designed to help you make more out of your money. So tune in to Talk Money right here on Eagle News Radio. My name is Jeffrey Shank. I'm a chartered financial consultant, owner of Andover Advisory Group, a registered investment advisor. Here on Mondays from 10 to 11, talk about personal financial planning. If you want to get in touch with me after the show, again, the number 978-691-5005. And if you want to reach me by email, simple, jeff@talkmoneyradio.com. Or you can, engage us on Facebook. As I mentioned before, we had the interview last week with Paul Cronin talking about the platinum years.
Enjoyed that.
The platinum years, yeah. And so I have that interview all loaded up, ready to post on Facebook, so that'll probably happen sometime today. So the best thing to do is just look for Talk Money, all one word, no space in between Talk and Money. Or you can just go directly there to go to facebook.com/talkmoneyradio, and it'll bring you right to the Facebook page. This is the time of year where everybody's doing their income taxes. Again, if you best time to start planning for 2017 taxes is now.
Yeah.
If you didn't plan at this time last year for your income taxes, there's still some things, some last minute things that you can do. And so I'm talking about IRA contributions. That's where that one comes to mind. You can still make an IRA contribution, and if it's up until the due date of your return, you can't add extensions, so it has to be done. Even if you file for an extension, it has to be done by the due date this year. That is April 18th, by the way, April 18th because of weekends and holidays in Washington, D.C. And so you can make that contribution, and if you're eligible, use it as a tax deduction. And so that reduces your overall income tax, right?
Right.
A couple of things that people don't think about too much: if you get kids in college and your income is too high to take full advantage of the education tax credit, well, under certain circumstances, and it's kind of complex to get into now, but again, you know, give me a call after the show, or I'd be glad to help you with it. You can actually, your son or daughter, if they qualify, can actually take the income, the education tax credit, and a portion of it is refundable. So even if they didn't have any tax owed, you can reduce their tax all the way down to zero, and then they get to take a partial refundable portion of that credit.
Hmm.
Yeah. And in certain circumstances, it's not for everybody. You can't just don't take this as advice for you. Depends on your circumstances. I'd be glad to go into it and look at your situation.
Which parent gets that credit for a college-age kid? Is it one or the other, or is it both? Or is it
No, that's a good question. I believe that whoever is taking that child as an exemption on their tax return would be eligible to take the credit if they qualified. And the problem is that once your income goes over a certain level, Lou, you can't take advantage of the tax credit. You can take advantage of a deduction, but the credit is sometimes worth more than the deduction. So keep that in mind. A way to look at your family situation and determine whether or not between you and your son or daughter, you could actually get or pay less in overall taxes. Of course, the credit would go to your son or daughter, so you'd have to have a discussion with them about how they were going to use that money.
Right.
So, and then, hey, the health care tax credit. I don't know if we have time. Are we running out of time?
Yeah, we've got about 30 seconds.
We don't have time. So we'll pick this up next Monday. We'll be back again. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be back next Monday, same time, 10 a.m. on Talk Money. We'll pick up the income tax discussion.
Yeah, more tax discussion.
Yeah, and check out that interview on Facebook. It'll be there later on this afternoon. In the meantime, until next Monday, remember, good sound advice is much better than advice that just sounds good. Thanks, Lou.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Financial planning services through Andover Advisory Group, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andover Advisory Group are not affiliated. Cambridge does not offer tax or legal advice.
WCCM Salem. News at the top and bottom of every hour. 11:10 a.m. at 102.9 FM HD2. Eagle News Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Trump vows,
we're going to do more with less and make the government lean and accountable to the people. We can do so much more with the money we spend.
And he says his first budget proposal will include a $54 billion increase in defense spending.
To rebuild the depleted military of the United States of America at a time we most need it.
Getting applause from the nation's governors, meeting at the White House. He also again pledged a big tax cut and to roll back regulations, and he reiterated,
Obamacare is a failed disaster.
Pledging to replace it, though Democrats warn that'll hurt health care and make America sick again. Tomorrow night, the president will address a joint session of Congress. Former President Bush was harshly criticized during the campaign by then-candidate Trump as reacting to the probe into Russian contact with President Trump's team. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the former Republican president was asked on the NBC Today show whether a special prosecutor should be appointed to investigate claims that close associates of President Trump were in contact with Russian intelligence officials.
You know, I'm not sure the right avenue to take. I am sure, though, that question needs to be answered.
President Bush also weighed in on President Trump's war on the media.
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy.
Adding, quote, we needed the media to hold people like me to account. Dave.
Rachel, in the fight against ISIS, the terrorists have a new weapon.
Over the weekend, ISIS used weaponized drones armed with grenades against Iraqi forces. And significantly in the last 10 days, two leading security firms have issued reports warning about the widespread use of weaponized drones and the implications.
The civil authorities have issued a required weekly test for all of Connecticut, all of District of Columbia, all of Delaware, all of Florida, all of Georgia, all of Indiana, all of Kentucky, all of Massachusetts, all of Maryland, all of Maine, all of Michigan, all of North Carolina, all of New Hampshire, all of New Jersey, all of New York, all of Ohio, all of Pennsylvania, all of Rhode Island, all of South Carolina, all of Virginia, all of Vermont, and all of West Virginia.
Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list. Or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Trending at 11:03 on Eagle News Radio 1110. I'm David Martinez. The state rep has introduced a bill for review by the Commonwealth legislators. House Bill 992 is an act to promote transparency and cost control of pharmaceutical drug prices, which would require a state commission in conjunction with drug manufacturers to develop a list of critical prescription drugs. This would include the top 20 selling prescription drugs in Massachusetts and would provide pricing information about each one. Rising costs of drugs have been a major contributor to high health care costs in Bay State. These costs have negatively impacted individuals, businesses, and state budget alike. Similar language come before legislators in prior sessions requiring manufacturers to disclose the cost of producing the drug, research and development costs, marketing and advertising costs, and the price charged both within Massachusetts and in other countries. For more information on this and other local news, visit EagleTribune.com and listen at the top of every hour. For Eagle News Radio, Newsflash.
Do you find yourself talking back to the radio? Maybe those people going on and on about what's happening in your neighborhood have no idea what they're talking about? Well, actually, being on the radio and working hard to make your community better is not as out of reach as you might think. 1110 WCCM has a limited number of shows open just for people like you. It's never been more affordable to let your voice be heard, entertaining or informing the Merrimack Valley. But this chance is limited and won't last long. So call 978-686-9966 today.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Come with us on a journey into the unknown, the unexplained, and the unbelievable. We will test your senses and challenge your beliefs. A world where science and religion clash. Or do they? You will meet real people and hear real stories, but you will not believe. You will witness strange sights and hear strange sounds, but you will not believe. This is the New England Ghost Project. Welcome to the nightmare.
What?
Will it breathe?
No, you can let it breathe enough.
When we hear the thing that says FM?
We don't have the thing that says, oh, I don't know, the chorus? You wanted me to pick out the chorus, too?
It's the song, anyway. Well, I would not want you.
You gave me 90 seconds notice to get this up here, and you want me to hit it on the chorus.
You know I've always wanted FM song. When this was my dream.
I think I'm going to leave.
Good morning and welcome to La La Land.
Really?
Oh, wait a minute. It's a mistake.
No, give me that trophy back.
It is Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition. I am Ron Cole.
That's what's known as karma right there.
Ooh.
That's karma for Hollywood.
Oh, I thought it was for me. I don't know was going on. I mean, could be a long show.
No, the whole
show.
Oscar things last night.
Maybe we'll go in a little room.
Don't scare Ron with karma.
I am Ron Kolick, and that, of course, is the delightful Lou Balassi.
Oh, I'm sure pleasant. He's delightful this
morning. And New England's scary godmother, the sweet, sweet. Watches her.
Hey, sweet. Happy now, here's the chorus.
Oh, here's the chorus.
Oh, that was the
Here
chorus.
We go.
That was it.
Yep.
Where?
We just missed it.
It just passed.
Yeah. Here's a quick little chorus.
Wait a minute.
No static at all, FM.
No static at all.
And why are we bringing it up? Because we are actually on FM.
FM!
Not that we weren't on FM before, because we were on 102.9 HD2, which I could get on my Subaru. And but now we're on real FM.
Real FM.
I guess at FM 1.
Just FM.
So that's FM 1. If you have a car radio, it's FM 1.
Okay, great. All right, yep. I have a car radio, yeah.
Are you still in Are we still on...
102.9 FM, yes. HD2, yes.
So that would be FM 2 or 3 or whatever.
No.
Yes.
No, you misunderstand.
Wait, let me straighten this out for you.
Okay, yeah, by all means, go ahead. All right,
well, this ought to be good.
He's going to straighten out the radio guy.
When I go on my car radio, okay, and yes. I put on 98.9,
yes.
Right?
You're listening to the FM signal.
Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition is there, yep.
Yeah, truly.
And then it says 1. And then if I press 2, I will get 102.9. So
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. No, that's not the way it's going to work, no.
Fine.
Now, there's an FM signal, and each FM signal has 4 sub-signals of HD audio.
Yes.
So on 102.9 is 102.9 FM, and if you go to HD 2,
yes.
Of the 4, you get... Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition right now. On 98.9, you go to 98.9, and the FM terrestrial signal, non-digital, analog from the tower,
yes.
Is on 98.9. The HD signal is a digital signal that's a subcarrier of the FM signal.
So they can hear us all the way up in Salem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The 98.9 towers are in Windham, coming out of Windham.
Sweet.
New Hampshire. We're killing New Hampshire right now.
I'm sure we are.
There are toasters heating up. Around Wyndham and Derry.
Cool.
Yeah, so that explains
it's your a flamethrower, Ron.
So I'm still a little bit confused on this.
Yeah.
So 98.9
yes.
Is the main signal.
That's an FM signal.
FM signal.
Analog FM signal.
So HD is what?
HD is a sub-signal. It's carried by the FM signal. It's
so
encoded
is it carried
in the
by
FM
this signal?
Signal. No. There... Our HD signal is on another frequency altogether, 102.9.
Okay. Glad we cleared that up. I think.
The show's so educational. Like, you never know what you're going to learn.
The HD signals are encoded. They're little messages inside the FM signal.
Yeah, it's like the sublibial messages.
Sublibial.
It's like one of the same signals. You know, if you have a decent car radio,
mm-hmm.
Where they will tell you what the station is and what the song is playing.
Yeah.
And might do some ads. That's the result of a little subcarrier signal that's embedded in the FM signal.
But, like WEEI, you get sport radio, but if you click, you get classic rock.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Right.
Same.
The EEI is the FM analog signal. The classic rock is the HD signal that's embedded inside it.
So, this is the FM signal. So why isn't we 102.9 the HD embedded in that?
That's a long story.
Oh.
That has to do with government regulation and all kinds of
this is so fascinating.
Legal, technical
it's
stuff.
Very technical.
And you think ghosts don't exist.
I know.
Yeah.
Look at all these signals we can't see.
I know it.
That's a trans. The 98.9 is a translator signal, which I'm not even sure has FM HD encoding. I'm not even sure.
There you go. So there you are. We are out there somewhere in cyberspace.
The bottom line is 11:10 a.m., 102.9 FM HD2, at 98.9 FM. Stream us live at EagleRadio1110.com or on your smartphone with your free TuneIn app. You can get us there as well.
Yeah.
See, I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't need to know all this technical stuff. All they need to know is go to 98.9, pop it on, and put a preset in your car. Do us a favor.
Keep it simple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody loved that... Steambook Live we did. Steambook, whatever it was.
Facebook Live.
You think you're getting old, my friend.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that on a regular basis.
That,
going forward.
That was...
We got some surprises along with this FM. There's stuff going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. Is candy involved?
Candy?
Yeah.
Candy who?
I don't know. Either way, it's good.
Snacks? You mean candy snacks?
You mean Candy the food
sure.
Or Candy
the person?
The girl.
Sure.
Not really sure.
I'll take either
both.
One. Doesn't matter to me.
Both? Okay.
Maybe. Nice if Candy or Tara would.
Maybe know. Candy yeah. With candy.
Yeah, I know.
So, can we talk about something that really matters?
Like, we can try.
I'm going to the little room.
I'm having such a Monday. This is just... what's going on? We need Dorothy.
Well, so Dorothy we just had the solar eclipse.
Yep.
It just happened yesterday. We're also in the new moon in Pisces.
Is that why my weekend was crap?
Mm-hmm. That is why your weekend was crap.
All right. Yeah.
Because
mine was pretty good, Tasha.
Was it?
There's a lot of a lot of loose ends and things that you haven't cleaned up are coming forward for you right now.
Yes.
And people are really feeling the pressure of that. Things are coming to an end when people don't want them to because they're still kind of muddling their way through.
Yes.
But you really have to see that through right now. For whatever reason, the universe has chosen to have this break kind of in the cycle for you, even though people are resisting, even though people are fearful. But it's the natural progression of things. Plus, we're also coming on to spring. So this is the preparation for that new beginning for the solstice that's, you know.
Why does the universe and the planets have it in for me? This is what I want to know.
Because they have a...
their problem with me?
You're a special
person. I think we
all
get our turn.
Huh? We all get a turn.
You're a special person, though.
Yeah. It's got it in for all of us.
Read your horoscope. Did you read it today?
Oh, people are pissing the hell out of me
last
24, 48 hours.
Yep.
And it's still continuing, evidently.
Yeah.
So read your horoscope. Okay. Your hard work will bring about unexpected changes. That will turn you into a go-to person. Listen to me. Accept the challenge that you will be proud of your accomplishments.
The only thing worse than change is unexpected change. That doesn't bode well.
And that's what people are experiencing right now.
Can we get him some gin or something, or scotch, or
Bailey's? What's your drink of choice there, Lou?
Bailey's.
Bailey's is good.
Nice. I get
that for Valentine's Day.
Is this going to end anytime soon? Is my week going to be any better? How many more days do I have of this?
Wow. Just another day or so. But
it's
going to
be all about Lou, I can tell.
If you resist and if you see it with fear and anger
really
and that
good
hard
at
emotion.
Embracing things.
Yeah. You gotta work through that.
The fear and the anger is working against me.
Totally working
I'm
against
me. I'm still here, you know.
We're talking about something that matters. That's
you!
Well, Lou's having a bad day.
Have faith that the cycle will break.
If Lou has a bad day, I have a bad day.
I was having
a good day.
But listen, if the universe isn't aligned against me specifically, that means other people are feeling
there's
the effects
no
of this
I in team.
Yeah.
There's no I in team.
I'm doing this for the
team.
Do
your job.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing
this
for the
team. You're not
helping, Ron. I'm doing it for people who are feeling like I've felt for the last 48 hours.
Well, let's all hold hands and give them some good come-by-eye energy.
No, you're missing the point.
What? You don't want to be liberated?
I can't. It's the universal alignment. What can I do about the universal alignment?
We can realign it. That's what all this stuff we do, the metaphysical, that's what it's all about.
Are you on Mars or do you eclipse the sun? Or?
Reiki, we can realign you and make you better.
Okay.
All these healing modalities. I mean, that's what you always tell them. That's why you're here and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So
okay.
We're going to give you some of that blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if that blah, blah, blah is especially helpful. But.
Yeah, we've totally lost control of the program.
Yeah.
Right. So I did my webinar anyways for the first time. You ever do a webinar?
I have not done a webinar.
Those are actually pretty cool. I did it with Maureen, and it's kind of neat. You do it all on a computer. It's like a real class, but they're not there. They're up in hyperspace.
But do you interact with them?
Yeah. Oh. It's like, you have your whole computer in front of you, so you see them, they see you. You can put things up in the screen that they can see, like a PowerPoint or something.
Right.
You can share files. You can send them everything. It's a pretty cool thing. I wanted to see how it was done. And
nice.
Yeah, so I did that too.
Did you have pants on while you were doing it?
I'll never tell. I will never tell. It's like all my podcasts, you never know.
Serious, I never wear pants for the Serious show. It was a natural question.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the liberating parts of this.
Liberating, that's what I was thinking. Liberating. You can drink whatever you want, nobody knows.
No, I don't drink on the air. Not on Serious, anyway.
Kerrigan always has a little wine with her when she does my show. She says she needs to get through it. I don't know what that means, but...
That's because you put her in a mermaid suit.
Explains a lot,
whatever. Like she didn't want to be in one.
Yeah. I don't think that was a tough talking.
No.
I don't think that was a tough argument to make.
No. But anyway.
Have you seen those pictures?
I think I did. You and the fish with the mustache and all that?
That was
Gordon,
a rotten fisherman
over here?
Yeah.
Gordon Fisherman. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Grotten fisherman.
That's my accent.
Grotten fisherman.
That's my accent. Anyway, so I forgot what the show was going to be about. Evidently, it's going to be about bad karma. So really, you had a bad weekend. So what do you do when you have a bad weekend? How can you correct that?
See, it was funny. it was funny because I tried to employ a lot of the lessons that I've learned in the last half year or 8 months or so about letting go and not resisting, like Roxy was talking about. And I did pretty well for a while, but at a certain point, I have trouble. So
are you overwhelmed right now?
I fell
with
into
everything?
It. No, I just get into the anger part of it. You know?
Oh.
I kind of lost control of it. Not anger, frustration, I guess. More than
break
anger.
Something.
Break something?
Yeah.
I had no time.
What?
I was just running around. I was doing a lot of stuff, and, you know, people were pissing me off, and I tried to resist it for a while. And
it builds up.
It builds up, yeah.
So then you lock yourself in a room and listen to the thoughts of Belichick.
Don't laugh.
And maybe put you straight and narrow.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That'd be a good time to channel some of that energy into your book.
Yeah, I don't want to write that book angry, though.
Filled with
curses. I'm not in a good frame of mind to write that book angry.
What can
that's
we
good.
Do?
I want that to be a happy, enlightening, and helpful book. I don't want it to be a frustrated, angry
Dunkin'
book.
Should Dunkin' Donuts get him some coffee or something? I don't know.
He's got his coffee.
I don't know. I got to break this. I don't know. I'm seeking.
Flasha was so good. Now
seeking
he's got
resolution
all angry
right now, and I'm being denied resolution.
So what's frustrating you the most right now, in a general form of speaking?
Me.
Besides him,
well,
you know
naturally.
That's constant.
Lack of control. There's stuff going on that I neither know about, but I'm expected to. I'm involved, but unknowing. In other words, I'm supposed to participate in this, but nobody's given me any information, and I don't know how to act, and I don't know how to.
That's rough.
Like, help me, help you. It's one of those situations.
Well, there has to be an expectation. If you don't have the instruction as to what you have to do, then there's only so much you can do.
One would think, yes.
Well, and then yes. Then they have to accept that that's the results they're going to get with the information that you have.
One would think, yes. But
so then you have to release that and say there are some things that are not in my control. So however, you know, we talk about the process of releasing things, however you can release things. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were in a reading, and they had broken up with someone, and they decided immediately they were going to go out with somebody else, and the whole date was terrible because he still had the other girl's stuff in his car. And he hadn't released it, and he had that negative, heavy energy over his shoulder. And I said, if you're going to go out again, take the stuff out of your car. And he's like, oh, well, I didn't want to face it, so what's the bigger thing there? So you have to make those little moves to start shifting that energy.
Yeah, up until the last 6 or 8 months, I was really lousy at that. And I'd gotten some skills, but this one swamped me a little bit. I've been exercising those skills, and you control the things you can control. You let go of the things you can't control.
But the first thing you can control is you.
I know.
And your reaction
that's
to
all
it.
You can control.
Not always, yeah.
Well, but you can control your reaction to it.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do.
Like I said, I've gotten good at it, but it overwhelms. I get swamped.
You get overwhelmed.
Weekend. Yeah. I get swamped.
It happens.
Alcohol works.
I didn't have any alcohol.
Really.
That was part of the problem. That was part of the problem.
So you finished that bottle of wine that was in your office?
No, that's still in there. I wasn't here over the weekend. So.
All right. We done?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I want you to be a happy little camper. After all, you make me look good.
Check back with me in a couple of days. But why? What do you get?
I don't know. I had actually a theme for this show, but that went down the tube so quickly.
No, let's get to it. We got time. Let's go.
I can't even remember the theme. That's how bad it was. I was so distressed over you, Lou.
No, you weren't distressed. You were distressed because I didn't have Steely Dan's FM on 10
seconds
notice.
I could care less.
Yeah.
But you sound like you sound like Angry Lou on the Christian and Fourier show.
I am kind of Angry Lou.
Angry
right now.
Lou.
Yeah, I'm a little bit dangerous right now, as Pete Carroll would say.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit dangerous.
I'm
right
going
now.
To the little room. There's some glass between me.
I think you do need the glass room now.
Mm-hmm. A what?
The glass room.
The glass room.
Oh, I thought a glass of, and I was didn't hear the end of it. I could use a glass of something right now. That's for damn sure.
I think we all could right now.
So anyways, I have no idea what was going on, but next week's show, yes, we're going to have a great show next week. Yeah, Stan Boutaris will be in. We're talking about Most Haunted 13 crap and stuff like that. So be blessed.
Excellent.
It's the only one he could do. It's not my fault. Don't give me that look. I booked him for this show, and then he canceled. Man, look, I hate
Welcome to live radio.
You think you got problems? Look at all these daggers that aiming at me today.
It's because I have to do my civic duty next week. I can't be here next week.
I know. It's not my fault.
I have to serve my community.
Well, you know what? Lou had problems, too. He dealt with them. So you have problems. You deal with them.
Oh, my God.
I haven't dealt with them yet. If I deal with them, she's going to end up sitting jury duty on me.
Oh.
Oh, great. Look at this. Now we're getting a freaking cold call. You know what
no.
it is? It's all we need. It's Obama.
I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
What?
Can you do a little broadcasting while I'm setting up the phone call?
I was...
Tony, go ahead.
All right. How you have
it? Tony, save our butt, will you please?
I'm trying to. All right. I was watching the Weather Channel about a month ago. They were talking about the Blackwoods Road in southern Maine there called Catherine's Hill.
Ooh.
A ghost comes out during the foggy weather.
Oh, you know what? I've seen that before. That was a good one, right?
Yeah. Does Roxy know anything about that?
I haven't heard of
but
that particular
I do.
Story. Oh, well, then go ahead.
Yes. I watched the same show. Wasn't that great, Tony?
Yeah. Well, I got a kick out of it. There are trusses blowing on the wind, and there's no wind blowing, the guy said. There's no wind.
Yeah, basically, there's a lot of stories about it. And what was the name of the hill again?
Catherine's Hill.
Catherine Hill.
So they don't know whether the hill was named after Catherine or the Catherine was named after the hill. But basically, back in the day, this woman got married, and they were driving in their little buggy, and they were going up Catherine's Hill, and the fog came in, and the horses spooked. They went off the side of the room, and she got decapitated. So that's the shot of the story.
What?
Yeah, it's on Blackwoods Road, it said there, right?
Yeah. Blackwood Road. And people have seen this woman on there.
Just a couple things went wrong and she ended up decapitated?
Is that pretty much the story? That's pretty much how it happened.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
No, Tony, thanks for bringing it
Tony,
up. I appreciate that. It's a great story, actually. And I'm going to ponciate on it in a minute.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just... that's the story the other guy gave. I took this girl out for a buggy ride and... you know,
it was her
things
husband.
Went wrong, and she
they
ended
just
up
got
decapitated.
Married. They were either going on a honeymoon or someplace, anyways. But
and they crashed.
Yeah, they were going up Black this road up the mountain, Catherine Hill.
Not that easy to decapitate a person.
Well, you know, the horses got spooked. They're in an open carriage. You know, they hit the soft shoulder. Boom! She went down there. The little head goes rolling down the road, and there you go. So.